Well, tonight we come to verse 135. Verse 135. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Dear congregation, when the sun is shining, it is a blessing to feel its warmth. It does us good after a cold, cloudy day. When we feel the warmth of God's favour, like the sun, it does us good. It cheers our soul and aids our tongue to sing his praise. Now, as we think of such times when we sense the presence of the Lord and the light of his countenance, how we long for returns of his favour and the sense of it. Now, as we see here in these verses before us tonight, David was aware of those that oppressed him, there in verse 134. He desired the Lord to draw near in a gracious way, to assist, but also to direct. Considering the scene that was before him, and knowing the weakness of his heart, but also the sin, he desires the Lord to show his favour. Now just come with me to verse 134 and verse 135. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. For the remainder of the time, I'd like us to consider, first of all tonight, the servant's prayer. And then secondly, the master's face. And as we think of these two points here in verse 135, as a general theme, we consider tonight the shining of his face. The shining of his face. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Well, first of all then, the servant's prayer. Here is a prayer of the psalmist, praying that the Lord would be gracious towards him, but then secondly, that he would come near and teach him the way of his word. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Well, here before us is an earnest plea, prayer. The psalmist longs for the shining of God's face, or at least the sense of it. For there were times when he did not sense the shining of God's face. And if we're honest, that's how it often is, isn't it? We're not always aware of the Lord. We do not always sense the shining of his face. Now, there are times when there is the hiding of God's face, as we will see a little later. We feel maybe that God is angry with us, but there is the hiding of his face. Other times, we just do not sense the shining of his face. Yes, he's being so gracious towards us, but we don't sense it. A servant may be working hard out in the field and unaware that his master is looking on with delight, observing the servant's industry. Or it may be a child is walking along and they're downcast, they're so fixed on the problem that's before them. But they're not aware, or they lose the awareness that their parent is right next to them. The child's looking down. The child's so focused on the problem that they forget that their parent is there. And we at times as children are walking along and the trial comes and we are forgetting that our Heavenly Father is there for us. It may be we enter some dark and mysterious providence. And it becomes so dark and we struggle to focus. We struggle to pray. And we cry with Job in Job 23 verse 8. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. Where is my beloved one? One begins to pray, but it's hard going. We can identify with this. We struggle in prayer. All God's people from time to time struggle in prayer. We struggle to find God in prayer. We read earlier, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. There's the invitation to seek the face of the Lord. And there's the promise in Chronicles that they that seek So find the Lord in prayer. But there's times we seek, but oh, we just don't seem to sense the Lord. We just don't seem to find God in prayer. We come to pray, to pour out our hearts, or we come to praise the Lord's name, but we just don't seem to find him. We're not aware of him. Where is the beloved? There's times when we do not feel the warmth of the Lord's favor or his nearness, though he's right alongside us, because of weakness at times then. One may not sense the favor of God. It may be because of mental struggles for some. One struggles, where is the Lord? Where is his favor? It's not easy. It may be we try to focus on the Lord, but we end up crying with that father all those years ago. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, yes, I believe. The word is true. Thou hast made thyself known, but I'm struggling. Help thou my unbelief. Draw near. I'm struggling to sense thy favor. I'm struggling to feel the embrace of thy loving arms. So then, because of weakness sometimes, we don't sense the favour of God. The Puritan Thomas Manton, commenting here, wrote, we may think God is gone. We may think God is gone. Where is the Lord? I'm struggling. I'm struggling to pray. Where is the Lord? He's promised that they that seek will find, but I just don't seem to find him. But he's right there. So then maybe because of weakness, we don't sense the Lord's favor. But then we have to understand also, it may be because of sin, we do not sense the Lord's favor. And we see that in Isaiah 57 verse 17. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth. And he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. The hiding of God. Oh, the psalmist felt the hiding of God because of his sin at times. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. I don't feel thee. I'm struggling, but also I'm conscious of my sin. Make thy face to shine. There are times. And the scripture makes it plain that the Lord does hide his face a little from his people. There is the fatherly anger of the Lord. He withdraws a little, not totally, but he does at times withdraw a little. We see that in the Song of Solomon 5 verse 2. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. There's the believer, they're aroused. The beloved's knocking, but there's still that sleepiness, there's still that sin. Verse 3, I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? I haven't got time for thee, Lord. I haven't got time to walk with thee in prayer this day. When we think of that, we would hang our heads in shame to ever think like that, but it happens at times. I just haven't got time. My beloved put his hand by the hole of the door and my bowels were moved for him. See, the Holy Spirit is stirring even more as the Lord draws even nearer. I rose to open to my beloved and my hands dropped with myrrh. My fingers were sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave no answer. There's the believer, they've been stirred. They opened the door. The Lord's been knocking at the door of the heart. There they are, they're ready. I'm ready. But the beloved, the Lord Jesus, had withdrawn himself. Not totally, of course, but just to a little. There can be the hiding of the Lord. And when we recognize that, we cry, come back, O Lord. Come back, thou beloved of my soul. I'm sorry I didn't give thee the time when thou didst touch my heart. I will seek to do that which is right. I will seek to entertain thee. I miss thee, Lord. There are times when we're aware, aren't we? Where's my beloved? I'm sorry, Lord. I know the reason why. It wasn't my weakness on this occasion. It was my carelessness. It was my sin. Come back, Lord. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. I miss thee. And in the Song of Solomon and the third chapter, we have another instance, and we can consider the church as a whole here. Verse 1, by night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loveth I sought him, but I found him not. There's the church. The church is being stirred. The Holy Spirit is at work in the heart of the church, but also the individual believer. I sought him, whom my soul loveth I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city and the streets. What's happening there? The church misses Jesus and his smile. I will rise now and go about the city and the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The concern is growing in the heart of the church. We miss thee, Lord. We don't sense thy favour in a wonderful and great way. Yes, we know that thou art gracious all the time, but where is the great smile of thy face? The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? The watchmen, the ministers of the gospel, is the church going to the ministers? What's happening? Where's the Lord? Verse 4, it was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. Just a little time, I found him. Whom my soul loveth. I found him. He was there. And then I found him. And I held him. There's the embrace. I miss thee, Lord Jesus, and the church as a whole. We miss thee. Oh, where is Emmanuel? In one of John Bunyan's books. And we feel that at times. Oh, where is the Lord? We know he's there. But oh, for a great discovery of his favour. I held him and would not let him go. That's where we want to be as individuals, isn't it? That's where we want to be as the people of God. I found him. Precious is the times. After a time of backsliding or declension in the church because of sin, Christ is found. It implies there's a distance at times. The Lord withdraws a little of his sensible presence. But he's still there. But he withdraws a little. We need to understand that. He does withdraw. But what a blessing when he's found again. The smile will come. I remember as a child being told off by my mother. I always seem to be told off by my mother. More times than I'm sure you were. And she would be upset with me, and she would be cross with me. But after I said sorry, she would give me a hug, and I remember her smile. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not long, is it? There's the embrace, and we see the Lord in his smile. We're aware of his grace. How we need to earnestly pray. When there is the hiding of the face of God because of sin in the church. But then how we need to earnestly pray when we just don't sense the Lord because of our weakness. The weakness we know within it. It's not connected with some sin, but it's just a weakness. We know within the struggles. We make this prayer, make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Make thy face. But then consider further. In view of those that oppress us, make thy face to shine. Lord, we've known by favour, but it's more grace we need. And we come to thee, Lord, mindful that thou dost give more grace. O Lord, make thy face to shine. We've been satisfied with thy grace so far, thy favour and thy presence. But Lord, in view of the oppressing enemy, more grace, Lord. Here's a prayer for more grace here in the Old Testament. Psalm 13, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? How long? More grace, Lord. In view of some trial, we make this our earnest prayer. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. There's the darkness of the trial or affliction that has come over me, and I'm sinking. Make thy face to shine. Make me aware of thy favour. You know, it's a help, isn't it, when we're settled in our minds in the trial that his grace is sufficient and that he giveth more grace. But we're not always settled in our minds in the trial, are we? The devil can whisper, what about this situation? Doubts can arise. You'll never get through this situation. But when the Lord draws near and settles our hearts, we feel, his grace is sufficient, and he will give more grace. Oh, do not we pray then in the trial when we're sinking, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Don't leave me. Don't withdraw to a distance, to a little distance. Make thy face, show me more of thy grace. Make me aware of thy presence. But then further do we not, we make this our prayer in view of the instruction we need and the assistance we so desire to walk in light of God's word. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Lord, more grace, Lord, more of thee, that I might be taught and I might be helped in the way to go. We're thankful for what the Lord has done so far, but we need more grace. Because we want to be at the feet of Jesus listening more with a heart open, and we want to in the morning go again the way of God's word. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. I want to walk with thee, sensing thy smile. Well, that leads us to consider now, secondly, the master's face. We thought of the servant's prayer. But now, secondly, the master's face. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Here's David, the servant, praying to the master, praying to the Lord. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. We're led here to consider the face of God. We think of his presence, but particularly his gracious presence. Matthew Henry puts it like this. Tokens of his favour, make thy face to shine. You think of the face of someone, you know of their cross, but then you also know if they're pleased and happy. Oh, to know the shining of his face, his gracious presence. When we think of a face, we think of that somebody's in front of us. Oh, the presence of God to be known. His gracious presence, not his presence in wrath, but his presence in favour and love. And oh, to sense it. In Isaiah 64, verse 7, we read, and there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. There's the hiding of God's face because of sin. As we've also seen tonight, because of weakness, sometimes we just don't sense his presence. But because of sin, there is the hiding of his face. The hiding of his face then speaks of his anger because of sin. The shining of his face speaks of his favour. Let me use this simple illustration. The sun is hid at times, isn't it? The rain can be pouring down. But then at other times, the sun is shining. And there's the clear blue sky. There's the hiding of the sun, but then there is the shining of the sun. The sun is still there, but at times it's hid, and at other times it's shining before our eyes. The hiding of God's face, one doesn't feel the favour, as it were. Where is the Lord's grace to me? But the shining of his face, ah, there's his grace. He's supporting me. I didn't sense it, but his grace was there. We're praying for the shining of his face, for his favour to be known. If we've sinned, that he would no longer hide his face, but show us great mercy and favour in forgiving us. If we don't sense his nearness because we're struggling, oh, shine on me, make me aware of thy favour. Now it's favour through the Lord Jesus Christ. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Favour comes through him. When we sense the favour of the Lord, it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator. Oh, that his favour would so shine on us in our service for him. Oh, to know more of his presence, more of his favour. Psalm 4, verse 6. There'll be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. There'll be those who oppose us, mock us. Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Show thy face, the shining of it. May we know thy favour. John Gill writes, speaking here, the face, the shining of it, meaning his gracious presence, the manifestations of himself, the discoveries of his love, communion with him, the comforts of his spirit, and the joys of his salvation. We feel his favour. We don't always feel it, do we? But when the face of God is shining, we feel it, and our hearts are warmed. Psalm 80, verse 19, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Psalm 67, verse 1, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. It's associated then with his favour, isn't it? With his kindness, his mercy. Oh, we make our prayer, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. It's experimental, isn't it? What is our prayer? We desire that we would feel the warmth of favour of God. We can read of the favour of God. By grace ye are saved. And we rest in it, and we take comfort. By grace we are saved. We read it. We know the promise. Oh, to feel it. We know that his grace is sufficient. And his grace always comes our way. But to feel it, like when we feel the warmth of the sun. There's the hiding at the face of God. We don't feel it at times. At other times we just don't sense it. It's shining, but we don't sense it. But oh, here to sense the warmth of God's favour. As I feel the warmth of the sun. The sun is there, isn't it? Yesterday we didn't feel its warmth, but today we did. Oh, to feel the warmth of the Lord. Oh, for a little awareness of the Lord. It's precious, isn't it? We may be struggling, but then we seem to find God in prayer. Maybe just for a few moments, or a minute or two, or longer. We're aware of the Lord. You know how it is, you're on a walk, and it's cloudy, and suddenly there's a little glimpse of the sun, and you feel it on your face. Oh, to feel the favour of the Lord on our faces, and on our hearts. To be aware of him. To know the smile as we face the battle. And also in the pilgrimage we have towards heaven. Oh, for a little glimmer, that will suffice, won't it? Just a little glimmer. In the winter time, what do we long for? Just a little bit of sun. Just a little bit of shining. That will suffice. And it will suffice us just a glimmer, Lord, of thy face on our lives and in the church of Jesus Christ. There is the promise of the appearing and the restoring after sin. Turn with me to Isaiah 57, verse 17 and 18. And you'll see it here, the restoring and the returning of the shining of God's face. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and will restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Will heal him. What a heavenly Father we have. He does hide his face at times, doesn't he? But then there is the returning smile and the restoring. There is the healing fatherly forgiveness and the restoring of comforts. I am forgiven. It will come. Or maybe struggling through weakness not associated with sin on this occasion. In time, there will be the restoring comforts. Think again of that cold winter's day and it's raining as well. But then the sun comes out. There's the restoring, isn't there? The restoring of comforts. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Oh, when the Lord smiles, there is the restoring. And one can sense it. They will sense. Why, he's shining on me. His grace is sufficient. In trials there will come a restoring. The shepherd draws near and he puts out his hand to touch me. And through his word, I begin to sense there's a restoring. Psalm 23, verse 3, he restoreth my soul. Think of the sheep that's gone astray. The shepherd's watching. The shepherd goes after. And the shepherd draws near and restores that one, brings back. The child of God may have been straying, but the shepherd goes. The child of God may be in a valley of trial, but the shepherd goes. And there's the restoring, and one senses his favour. I'm in the arms of the shepherd, and he's looking on me with delight. Because of his precious blood. I sense him. I'm aware of him. I'm basking in his favour. I always was, but now I know it. The restoring of comforts. How we long for it. We'll be thankful that the Lord puts a desire in your hearts. That you do begin to wonder, Lord, where art thou in this trial? You've got this desire. You want God. You want to be assured more of his favour and his love. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. The enemies out there oppressing the church. Make thy face to shine, O Lord. I miss thee, Lord. The church of God saying it together. We miss thee, Lord. We have failed thee. Oh, may we sense thy favour. Make thy face to shine on thy servant and on the people of God. And the Lord will restore comforts. There will come a day when there is such a sight and a glimmer of the Lord's favour on the church. Well, it's our prayer as individuals, but it's our prayer as the church as a whole, isn't it? We desire a day when there is such a shining upon the church, as we see in Psalm 80. Verse 14, return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold this vine, the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at thy rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. There's the church praying, cause thy face to shine. Let thy hand be upon the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the psalmist thinks of there. You see, blessings come through him towards the people of God. And oh, when we're aware of the smile of God, it is because of Jesus, who went all the way to the cross of Calvary for us. And you take comfort tonight in his finished work. You're redeemed from bondage. You're saved. You're justified. You'll be kept. But also, because of what he did, there will be further glimpses of the face of God, his favour and his love. Well, we long for more, don't we? If we've known it today, we're so thankful, but we long for it tomorrow, don't we? Lord, our prayer is this, is it not, Lord? Make me aware of it quickly, because at times I don't sense it. What's our desire for this coming week? What's our desire for this coming Lord's Day? We might feel the warmth of God on the soul, that we might feel the smile of his face, that he would affect our hearts, that we go and do this. Lord, come again. Come again. I'm thankful for what thou didst do for me, but I want more, Lord. I desire more. I desire more often in my life to sense thy favor. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank thee for those times when we've seen a glimmer of thy face, been aware of thy love and favour. Lord, we thank thee. And we thank thee for those times, though we have not sensed it, thou hast been shining on us. Forgive us our sin. We think of times when thou hast hid thy face because of our sin. But thou dost restore comforts. O Lord, our prayer is days that thou would restore great comforts to the church in these days, O Lord. We thank thee for the little revivings. But O Lord, make thy face to shine. May the church in our land be so aware of thee, O Lord. May we feel thy warmth. May it have such an effect on us in days to come, O Lord. May it cheer our souls and strengthen us within. May we know the warming of the heart. Draw near, O, to sense thee more till we go home. O, to sense more of thy love, more of thy mercy, more of thy favour. And so we will pray with the psalmist again this night. Make thy face to shine on thy servant. Lord, we want to feel it more tonight and in days to come. We desire more of that experience of thee in our hearts. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. Our second